My guest today is Baltimore-born Wes Moore, who is a graduate of Johns Hopkins University, a Rhodes Scholar at Oxford, a decorated U.S. Army combat veteran, New York Times best-selling author, and CEO of a poverty-fighting nonprofit. It is my great privilege to be on the line to Wes. Thank you so much for wearing all of your hats for us today, Wes. It's great to welcome you.
It's absolutely my pleasure. It's great to talk to you. Thank you.
Being a Baltimorean yourself, I know that you were actually at the funeral of Freddie Gray. And what is remarkable about your book, 5 Days, is that it is as specific as it is universal. And your examination of issues like the deeper causes of violence and poverty tie in very much, of course, with your position as the CEO at the Robin Hood Foundation. And I was reading that Fortune magazine described the foundation as a pioneer in what is now called venture philanthropy. What does that actually mean?
It's an understanding that I think in philanthropy, we have to be humble about what it is that we can do. When you think about the level of challenge from a societal perspective, that philanthropy can have a really important impact, but philanthropy is not going to solve the problems. It can't. There's not enough philanthropy in the world to be able to do that. And so when you consider it that way, that I believe this idea of venture philanthropy can be innovative, we can be catalytic capital, we can be early capital, but philanthropy alone cannot make up for the fact that we have societal and systemic problems that we have to be able to address. You know, I think Dr. King actually said it best when he said, and he's a quote that sits on my desk that says, philanthropy is commendable, but the philanthropists can never forget the economic injustice that makes philanthropy necessary. And I think that's incredibly real.
So even though the Robin Hood Foundation is based in New York, of course you have very strong Baltimore roots. And I want to look at the core fund portfolios, early childhood, education, jobs and economic security, and survival. And those, of course, are universal issues no matter what the city is. And I'm interested to know how you are actually expanding this idea beyond specifically New York City.
Yeah, so one of the things I'm incredibly proud of is that we understand that poverty is not a New York issue. And one thing we were then able to do and really drill down on is thinking about how then can we expand the reach and the impact of the organization. And so we launched something that is called Mobility Labs. And the Labs is actually an acronym. It stands for Learning in Action Vets. So we ended up picking 9 communities around the country to include some in New York, but also to include Baltimore City, where we really wanted to look at and establish and understand poverty from an urban, a rural, and a suburban perspective, and make investments on things that we think could create real levels of sustainable economic mobility. And so we started making these investments about a year ago, but really, again, just highlighting the fact that the issue that we are facing on does not have geographic limitations, unfortunately. It's an area and it's an issue that all of us, have got to be serious and significant and severe about the way we're addressing it.
It's been such a pleasure to speak to Baltimore native Wes Moore, the CEO of the Robin Hood Foundation and the author most recently of 5 Days. For more information, I would like to direct you to Wes's website, which is wesmoore.com. Thank you, Wes Moore, so much for your time and everything that you're doing.
Bless you, and thank you so much.